This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, in hour number 3. We love USA. We love Newsmax TV. Also found twice a week, Thursdays and Sundays, the Las Vegas Review Journal. Also found locally at KBET in Las Vegas, my flagship home station. Also found at KBDT, my flagship Dallas station for USA Radio. And soon you'll see my book out. Before you know it, The Trump Rules. Making it big in politics, in business, in career, in relationships, in life, the Donald Trump way. I'm everywhere. I'm across every form of medium. And you know why? Because I'm one of the few people in the world that tells the truth at all times. Anyone who listens to this show knows I'm a truth teller. I don't really care who it offends. Like Donald Trump, I don't care who it offends. I only want to tell the truth. If it's the truth, I talk about it. And that's why people love Donald Trump. That's why right now, at Rasmussen, his approval rating is 48%, higher than when he was elected, higher than Obama at this time. Go get him, Donald Trump. Good job. That's why right at this moment is what liberals are so afraid of. Number one, Trump's popularity. That's why all day long they have to lie to you. All day long, 24 hours a day, lie, 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 lie. Trump's not popular. Trump's not popular. Trump's the most unpopular ever. Trump's the most unpopular at this point in his presidency. Trump's the most unpopular in the history of America. Everyone hates Donald Trump. He's at 48% approval, far higher than Obama. Far higher than the day he was elected. And here's the one that really bothers him. Oh, this really scares him. The majority of blacks and Hispanics in America want stricter immigration laws while Democrats push to abolish ICE. Democrats have destroyed themselves. They've wrecked themselves. Their party is in disarray and they're choosing the wrong issues. And it's funny because I wrote about this in my book, The Murder of the Middle Class, which was a national bestseller. And I said the Republican Party chooses the wrong candidates all the time. And the guy I described, I didn't say the name Donald Trump, but it could have been. The guy I described is basically Donald Trump, exactly. A big mouth showman. A businessman with a great record of business success who knows how to run a budget, knows how to make money, understands and loves capitalism. But most importantly, a showman. An entertainer. Controversial, big mouth, willing to tell it like it is. Donald Trump is the man. I called it on the money. Donald Trump is the man. But a majority of blacks and Hispanics want stricter immigration laws. Oh, why did I say that? I got off a tangent for a minute there. The reason I said is Murder of the Middle Class, my book, said, number one, Republicans always pick the wrong candidates, and I described Trump, and then I said they always pick the wrong issue. The only issues that matter are immigration and Obamacare. I said that, and who runs Donald Trump, what are the two issues he talks about all day long? Immigration, illegal immigration, and Obamacare. Finally, I have a guy who talks about the right issues. And I brought all that up because the Democratic Party is run by boobs who have no clue. Clueless, dumb, deaf, and blind. Mostly dumb. Who have no clue what the average American thinks. The average American hates illegal immigrants. The average American wants them out of this country. The average American believes they're stealing our jobs. They're killing our pay stubs. You know, they're keeping, artificially keeping payrolls down, wages down, wage increases down. And here it is. The majority of blacks and Hispanics want stricter immigration laws, while Democrats want to abolish ICE and open the borders. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York was the first senator to call for ICE to be abolished during her interview on CNN with Chris Cuomo. This was Thursday night. She said, I believe we should get rid of ICE. Start over, reinvent it, build something that actually works. Democratic socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who just won her Democratic primary against establishment, big shot, number 4 ranked in the entire House Democrat, Joseph Crowley, strongly stands for abolishing border enforcement agency. She says, no bans, no walls, no fences, no chains, no justice, no peace. We will fight, we will vote, we will run until hate is dismantled. By the way, it turns out she didn't vote. Grew up poor in the Bronx. She grew up upper middle class in Westchester County, New York. She says, vote today and help us mobilize. After voting, New York City Muslim ban protests start at 6 p.m. Wow. And this Democratic loon was arrested last week in an open border protest. I was just arrested with 500-plus women and Women's March to say Donald Trump's cruel zero policy, zero tolerance policy, will not continue, not in our country, not in our name. June 30th, we're putting ourselves in the street again. And this is Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal. So we jumped from this new person who's guaranteed to be a congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, to this other crazy woman who's already a congressman, Pramila Jayapal. But a clear majority of Americans want stricter immigration laws. 70% of those questioned in a recent Harvard-Harris poll want stricter immigration in the U.S. Simple poll question. Do you think we need stricter or looser enforcement of our immigration laws? 70% say stricter, 30% say looser. And that's 92% of Republicans, 51% of Democrats, 69% of independents. 51% of Democrats! By the way, you know I have a question to ask here. 92% of Republicans. How stupid are the other 8%? You're a Republican and you want looser immigration laws? You're a moron. 51% of Hispanics and 53% of blacks want stricter immigration laws. Yay! Now let's talk about the traitor, Barack Obama. That's right, I'm calling him the traitor. First time I'm saying it, absolutely, clearly the traitor. New report out, Obama granted 2,500 Iranians U.S. citizenship ahead of the nuclear deal. Iranian parliament member says it was a favor to the senior Iranian leaders. Really? So they gave you a list, Barack Hussein Obama, of 2,500 Iranians that they wanted made into instant American citizens, and you went along with it. And you don't think they're Muslim extremists in that group. You don't think they're Muslim Brotherhood in that group. You don't think they're killers who want Sharia law in that group. You don't think there are people who want to murder Jews in that group. Wow. You don't think they're plants to take down the United States of America in that group. You don't think they're terrorists who want to bomb us in that group. The Obama administration granted U.S. citizenship. What, you can grant instant citizenship? Everybody else waits online for 20 years and you grant instant citizenship to Iranians, a terrorist country? You don't think you're doing damage to America, huh? You're not in bed with the terrorists, eh? You want to quote me right, we watch? What exactly would you call this? He granted U.S. citizenship to 2,500 Iranians while negotiating the Iran nuclear deal in 2015. Now, this is a scandal. Separating children from parents? No, that's not a scandal. They came to the border knowing they were committing a crime, and they knew their children would be separated, and they're even given a choice. Turn back around, or your children will be separated from you. And they continue to cross the border. They make their choice. They make their bed, so lay in it. Meanwhile, Obama separated 10 times more children from their parents. That's the issue. There is no Trump scandal here. But Obama granting 2,500 Iranians U.S. citizenship ahead of the nuclear deal, that's the biggest scandal in the history of America. Obama. Hajat al-Islam Mojaba Zalnur. Spell that one in kindergarten. Chairman of Iran's Parliamentary and Nuclear Committee and a member of the National Security and Foreign Affairs Committee claims the deal was a favor to senior Iranian officials linked to President Hassan Rouhani. Zalnur alleges the move created conflict with Iranian officials over whose family members would be granted American citizenship. Zalnur spoke out against the deal, saying it should be stated exactly which children of which authorities live in the United States and have received citizenship or residency. An estimated 30 to 60 of those who were granted citizenship are studying in America, while the rest are openly working against our national interest, according to Zalnur. Fox News reports the Department of Homeland Security declined to comment on the matter, I'll bet. President Trump has set a different tone with Iran by including the country in his travel ban and withdrawing the U.S. from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, otherwise known as the Iran deal. Some are skeptical of Zolner's claims, such as Fox News analyst and former Obama State Department spokesman Marie Harf. Well, let's see. If it's true, then Obama's a traitor. We already know he gave him all the money in the world. We already know that he gave him access to the U.S. banking system. And no one seems to care. Do you have any idea what kind of a traitor would give a terrorist state access to the American banking system, knowing it's against the law? Knowing it's against the law. And how about this one? You just elected this gal, Cortez, in Queens. She'll be the next congresswoman because she's running against the token Republican who can't raise any money. and she's supported by the Socialist Democrat. She says she's a Socialist Democrat. The Socialist Democrats say Bernie Sanders is too right-wing. Senator Bernie Sanders isn't extreme enough for the far left, according to a Democrat writer. Sanders was used as a transition to get left-leaning Americans to embrace socialism, and now his usefulness is declining among the far left, probably because he likes guns. Bernie Sanders is a leftist commie who likes guns, so they must hate him for that. While Sanders still draws a crowd, his endorsements don't carry as much weight as left-leaning voters may hope, wrote New Republic's Sarah Jones. Sanders and his supporters have helped push the Democrats to the left, but the party has yet to truly embrace its left flank. The self-described Democratic Socialist doesn't fully embrace his ideology because he stopped short of demanding the nationalization of private industries. I must be missing something. The only difference between communism and socialism is that socialism steals all your money, but communism nationalizes every industry and owns the actual means of production. So they're now saying openly, socialism's not good enough, we need communism. Other leftists share Jones' sentiment, blasting Sanders over the past few weeks not demanding the end of ICE. Sanders has an aversion to completely abolishing ICE. This emerging far-left wing of the Democratic Party is highlighted by the election of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's too much for even CNN, which criticized the abolish ICE movement. They're right. CNN's Julian Zelizer said, with Democrats attacking ICE, the administration has been given an opening to paint its opponents as extreme radical and a threat to national security. Calls to abolish anything make it sound as if the proponents want the entire system to go away. Wow. Can you imagine? Bernie Sanders is too right-wing for the Democratic Socialists, and they just elected a congresswoman. And lots of them, like Kirsten Gillibrand, the United States Senator of New York, went along with her that you got to abolish ICE. Even CNN doesn't think you could say you want to abolish ICE. I'm sure they think you should abolish them, but you can't say it. War now. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, Noble and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
War now!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root War, this is my show, baby. Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, War Now. I'm the warrior. Relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. SOB, son of a butcher. Warrior for truth, justice, and the American way. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, and American-made, most importantly. Could only find a war like the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you, entertainment and low-tax capital of the world, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now. KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. Gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. I'll always remember you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers. And Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com for Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. Come on, you know. I mean, you absolutely know you want to invest in gold and silver. Everybody does. Every conservative does. You know bad things are coming down the pike. There's a thousand things I could list that could be, what do they call them, black swan events, that could make the stock market crash and the dollar crash and the economy crash. And you got to own gold. So if you're going to own gold, might as well own it through a great company. It's been around for 30 years. Number one product has beaten the Dow by a 3-to-1 margin since 1970. You might as well get your free American Eagle coin that you can give your kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews. Call 800-780-9000 now. All right, I'm going to take JD in 1 second. 1 second. I did want to mention Miss Universe is having their first ever transgender contestant. I told you, liberals take everything too far. I can't agree with you on everything. I'm actually for gay rights, always have been. For gay marriage, not like for it, like excited, but I don't care. You want to get married, knock yourself out. You could have the same divorce rate as the rest of us. Good luck. Have a good time, but I really don't care. A gay guy getting married with another gay guy just doesn't affect me in any way. So go get it. Does that make me pro-gay? Nope, because I don't like the transgender issue. I don't like transgender bathrooms. I don't like transgenders in my daughter's locker room. I don't like transgenders walking into a bathroom at a MGM casino in Las Vegas or any MGM property, and the guards can't stop them and ask why is a man walking into the woman's room when my daughter's in there or my wife's in there. No, that's bull. And I don't like transgenders in the military. I don't want to be in a foxhole with a transgender. Sorry. And most importantly, you can't have a $150,000 operation. That's why you join the military, not because you're a patriot, because you want to get a free $150,000 operation. And I don't want you to allow those operations in prison. And for those views, which are so not only not radical, they're as mainstream as apple pie, as American as apple pie, and Chevrolet, and fireworks on July 4th. And walk around America and ask, and everyone believes what I believe. And for that, liberals would say Wayne Root is a homophobe. Even though I'm on your side, and I believe in gay rights, and I fight for your rights, and even though I say it's okay to get married, now you want transgender contestants in the Miss Universe pageant. And this is the problem. You just go too far. You're all going too far. A bridge too far. A transgender too far. Sorry. Nobody's going for that. You just lost. You just lost me forever. Let's take J.D. in Las Vegas on line one. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. What's going on?
Thanks. You know, these empty skirts you're talking about, Rosa and Cortez, I wonder if they have gone to the desert here in Las Vegas or under the washes for the vets that are homeless and the kids. You know, last night, Billy C. Was reporting there's 550,000 homeless people in the United States, of which 50,000 are vets and 125,000 are kids. Maybe they better stick in their hometown here in Las Vegas rather than going down to the borders and checking on these illegal refugees or whatever they're called anymore. They're actually living quite a nicer life than from their home countries. They have clean sheets. They have clean beds. They got games. They're playing soccer. They're eating better food. They're getting medical attention. And Billy also, I don't know if you heard, I heard you last night on Billy C., talking about anchor babies and the rest of the illegals costing us like $67 billion. Forget this refugee group in our own country that are here now for the courts, for the schools, and for food stamps and whatever, especially the anchor babies. I mean, we never hear people talking about changing
JD,
anchor baby law.
JD, you're going to talk out the show segment, man. Good stuff, but we got to go. Wayne Allyn Root War. Now, I want to get back. I got to tell you a story about the DMV, and I got to thank a DMV employee. How do you like that? I promised him I would. When we get back, I will. Wayne Allyn Root War now. JD, good call.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump had a conversation with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday regarding tariffs and taxing our imports.
This, as many investors are worried that the United States might be involved in a trade war with other countries, including China. Congressman Jim Renecki says our trade policies currently are unfair.
You travel the world and you find out that American goods, you know, we pay 20% or 25% or 10% when they go to other countries, but 2% when they come back. It's just unfair right now.
President Trump is expected to announce his Supreme Court pick a week from today. Count Congressman Chris Collins as one of those excited for the president's pick.
We're going to see another great conservative constitutional judge like Neil Gorsuch. And I think when push comes to shove, we're going to get 2-3 Democrats, which is what we got the last time. And hopefully all the Republicans, but and I don't think there'll be litmus test type of questions.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Way
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before we get to my great buddy Matthew Schiff, who's always here with some interesting stuff, Cool Schiff Happens, some wild stories from the internet and around the world, I did want to give credit where credit's due. It shows you I am a very honest guy. I really am. Raw honesty. I'm always on this show, always telling you that government sucks. Government is so bad at whatever it does. Almost everything they do, they suck at. They fail. They're not as good as the private sector, and that's 99% of the time true. But when once in a while government does something well, I will compliment them on my show. So here in Nevada, they have a DMV system where you just literally go online and make an appointment instead of waiting 8 hours like you do in California and used to do in Nevada and used to do in New York when I lived there. You make an appointment, and so my appointment was 11:30 Saturday morning, and I was out of there at 11:45. Have you ever heard of anything like that anywhere in America? 15 minutes at DMV to get a new license, not even a renewal, a brand new license because mine was up. Had to take a new picture, get a new license. The place was packed, as DMV always is. Hundreds of people waiting like idiots and sheep because none of them know. You just go online and make an appointment. Only the smart people know. You go online, make an appointment. The others just walk in, and they're waiting 4, 5, 6 hours. I was in and out in 15 minutes, and a guy took care of me. By the name of, if my memory serves me, Lawrence Kano. I believe that was his name. I'll have to go check in between the ad break because I wrote it down, but I think it was Lawrence Kano. I know it was Lawrence. And he was so nice to me and treated me like a gentleman. And then after he took care of me, he said, you have to go to one more booth and get your picture taken. He said, rather than let you go yourself, I will take you over there and escort you over. And then he went over and made sure it got done quickly, and I was out of there. Now, that's something you never expect from government or DMV. So great job, Lawrence. I believe it's Lawrence Kano. Great job. You took good care of me. I really appreciate it. I told him I'd shout him out on the radio. DMV in Nevada actually did a good job. I can't believe you can make an appointment with government online. And when you get there, you know, they have a board, like a video board, and it says the next name of the person. When I got there at 11:30 and checked in at 11:31, at 11:32 it said, Mr. Wayne Allen Root, and they were ready for me. And then five people heard my name, and they all came running up to me and said, oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. I was mobbed at DMV by fans of the show. So really, really cool experience at DMV. Did you ever think you'd hear anyone say that, let alone Wayne Root? Really cool experience at DMV. Thank you, DMV, for making it easy in Nevada, and thank you, Lawrence Kano, for taking good care of me. You're a good man. All right, Matthew Schiff is here speaking of good men. Schiff Happens is a segment. Not only is he one of my oldest friends, but my dearest friend ever, one of the funniest people around, the type of visionary who could see trends way before anyone else. Without further ado, Matthew Schiff. What's up, buddy?
By the way, Warren Company, I was thinking of going to Disneyland, but now I'm going to the DMV in Nevada.
Hey, and I want you to know something. You are my dearest friend. But you're not my oldest friend. It's been written this way for months, and I always introduce you as my oldest and dearest friend. We've known each other since we're 17. I still know people from 4 and 5 and 6 years old who call me all the time. So I know people I knew 10 years and 15 years before you. But you are my dearest friend, that is for sure. You're a good man.
You know what? Qualitatively, I hang. You know, chronology, I don't need. Dearest, I love.
Quality, not quantity, but I know some really
exactly,
good people.
Exactly, bro. Some guy used to play hot. There was a guy next door that just happened to be your neighbor you played Hot Wheels with who calls you a couple of times a year. You know what I mean? Like,
no,
you know,
it's
I was there.
No,
I tore you out of shave and the first time when you bit into an egg roll.
I'm going to leave you on for 2 segments. I'm going to eat up 1 minute here. You don't realize that my next-door neighbor a block away was Peter Diamandis, and we played not Hot Wheels but Star Trek all the time because he was a nut who loved Star Wars and the astronauts and man going to the moon and space travel and all that stuff. And then his family moved away, and I never saw him again, never heard of him again. 5 years ago, someone calls me and says, you and Peter are the two most famous people who ever came out of Mount Vernon, New York. And I said, why? What did Peter do? And they said, Peter's the king of private space travel. He's selling the $20 million seats to the moon on behalf of SpaceX. He owns the SpaceX Foundation. And I said, what? And he owns zero gravity. When you go up in a 747 in places, airports all over the world, and they take away gravity, you know, they turn some switch and you can fly in the air like an astronaut inside, and they charge $30,000 a flight. That's his company. And I was like, what? And I looked him up online, and he's the king of private space travel. Got his degrees from Harvard, his MD from MIT, and then his master's degree from MIT. He's like the most brilliant space travel expert in the world today. That's who I played Star Trek with at the age of 5, 6, and 7. Pretty cool, right?
He's like Elon Musk from Mount Vernon.
Well, Elon Musk is SpaceX, and this guy is the chairman of the SpaceX Foundation. So they're best friends, and he gives out the money to go in, for the prizes. He invented the foundation that awards the SpaceX prize and sells the seats into space. Elon Musk is actually SpaceX. So the two of them are very much related, and I looked up also what's he worth, and it said he's worth over $200 million. That's my little Greek neighbor from a block away named Peter Diamandis. How cool is that? Then he called me, I called him, we ran into each other in Vegas, and we send each other Christmas cards and email all the time. So him I've known for since we were each 6, and I'm 56. I've known him 50 years, even longer than you, Mr. Schiff.
We met, I think, in 78, I think, right?
I don't know. We met when I was like 18, I guess, right? Just about to leave for Columbia University. Anyway, great to hear from you. Tell me some good stories, my friend.
Okay. You know there's a crime wave in London, right?
Terrible crime wave because of Muslim refugees. They're stabbing people, and they're throwing acid in people's faces.
And it's also, I think, people from the Caribbean, too. And it's gotten to the point where murder is up by 40%, and 51 people have been stabbed to death in London, and people aren't going there on vacation anymore.
Right, and, I heard the tourism's dying, yeah.
And the other thing is, what's very, very interesting is that none of this murder is happening with guns. So I guess taking away guns doesn't stop murder, does it, Wayne?
No, but remember, it's not just knives. I mean, let's face it, Muslims, extreme radical Islamic terrorists, use trucks and cars. So what are you going to do, ban trucks and cars, and they rent trucks? Are you going to ban car rentals? Are you going to ban knives? Are you going to ban the materials to make bombs, which are used all the time, I'm sure, for legal uses? You can't stop by you know, anything in the world by banning it. So banning guns is the dumbest idea in the world. It does not work. And if you ban guns, you're going to have to ban spoons
it's
and forks.
Crazy. It's crazy people. It's not guns.
Right. But the crazy people happen to be of one group. They're generally Islamic extremists. Those are the crazy people that hate America. Look up the terror attacks around the world, and it's almost exclusively Islamic extremists. So there's your problem. And liberals call you, a racist and Islamophobe for simply telling the truth. That is the problem. So you need extreme vetting, and you got to be very careful who you let in the United States. Notice I didn't say, don't let Muslims in. Nope. I would just say, be really careful who you let in. That's exactly what my president, Donald Trump, says. This isn't a Muslim travel ban, but it happens to involve some Muslim countries. We got to be careful who we let into the United States. Bad people can't come in.
Agreed?
Next story.
Andy Dick. No pun intended. Troubled comedian. Yeah, aptly named. Yes. Charged with sexual battery. The Me Too people aren't going to dig him. He was walking on a sidewalk a week and a half ago somewhere in Los Angeles, and he squeezed a very attractive woman's buttock twice. He seemed to think that was okay, and the L.A. city attorney slapped Dick with misdemeanor sexual battery. Obviously troubled, grabbing a little when he walked by, not making light of it, but not really appropriate, and his wife claims he's spiraling out of control due to alcoholism, and he has threatened suicide.
Interesting. Another liberal, I'm sure. I guarantee you that Dick is a liberal Democrat who hates Trump. I guarantee you. So it's just the liberals are all full of crap. By the way, there's a study right now. I'm going to absolutely shock you, Matthew Schiff, but actually you won't be shocked.
You're shocked.
Tell me.
Shock ahead. Yeah.
You'll
come
tell
on,
me, you and I knew this because we've discussed this 1,000 times as kids growing up, right? Didn't we always discuss that guys who are nice to women and really nice guys always finish last and women don't want them? So a new study is out. It reveals what women are hardwired to find attractive, and feminists are going to hate it. Turns out women are hardwired to be more attracted to male protectors who espouse benevolent sexism, meaning men who are strong men and think they are stronger than women, than men who treat them as equals. And the best part, it's true even for hardcore feminists, science found. Well, you and I always found that. Always found that. Guys who are rich and cool and strong and have big arms are attracted to women, and the little liberal wimps who say they love women so much and they treat them with such respect couldn't get a date if their life depended on it. Fact of life. You and I saw it day and night in New York growing up in the cruel, hard world of the streets in New York and all the nightclubs we hung out.
It was always... There was always some guy in ninth grade who was the pretty girl's best friend, and he never got near them. He wasn't gay. He just thought that if he kissed their rear end enough and acted like their friend, they would like them. And, you know, I used to crapola all over them, and which is why I probably dated like 16 girls in 1 year.
You're going to crap on the women's, what you're trying to tell me.
I'm not saying that you should do that. I'm just saying there's a certain, confidence to being aloof and not needing the date and not needing someone to say yes that causes people to say yes.
Be careful. I'm not misquoted by Right Wing Watch. I don't think anyone is saying you have to crap on women or treat them badly.
We're not saying that.
Is that when you're too nice and you're too feminine and feminist, women are completely turned off. Because they want men to be men. That's what women like. Men who act like men. Men who are macho. Men who are protectors. Men who carry guns for self-defense. Women like men like that. Men who are Republican. That's what women like. They don't like liberal feminist men because they're wimpy. And women don't like wimps. Even feminist women don't like wimps. Scientists have now figured out. Don't take Matt and my word for it. Scientists, blame them. We found in the real world lab, it works. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. More with Matthew Schiff, and his story's called Schiff Happens. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Next. You're holding up the line, ma'am.
What did you say?
You're next in line for the water slide, ma'am. Feet forward and enjoy the ride.
Okay, dearie. This does look fun. Wee-oh! You melted me! I melted!
The Wicked Witch of the West on a water slide? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
See what you've done! Oh!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey guys, Charlie Jones. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 6 weeks and my sleep has improved drastically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and begin to experience the kind of restorative sleep that you need in your life? And if you're waiting for a better offer, here it is. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2-pack offer. Two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping right to your door. Just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, and you'll get two premium MyPillows for one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-pack special, promo code USA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290.
800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
War now!
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
You know, Democrats are so dumb. Do you realize they elected that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Queens, and she's a Democrat socialist, and she believes Bernie Sanders is too liberal, and they believe in getting rid of ICE and a universal income, and free college, and free this, and free that. They're total morons. Do you realize the headline today in the news? Venezuela, further protests as the country begins running out of water. You know a country's bad when they run out of water. You know, can I get some water out of your hose? Sorry, I don't have any. You're going to have to go fill a pail at the toilet next door. I mean, can you imagine you have no water for drinking? I saw an article last week along the same lines. In Venezuela, some people have water once a week that works. Sometimes it comes on three times a week, and they fill up all their buckets and leave hundreds of them sitting around their backyard for when the water doesn't work for the next 3 days. That's socialism. And there are people in America who just elected a woman in Queens because she calls herself a socialist. Can you believe how dumb the people of Queens and Bronx are? They're morons. This is what you want? You've got water, people. In America, you're not rich, but you've got water. They're eating zoo animals in Venezuela, and they got no water to put the zebra down their throat with. They can't even drink water to back up the zebra. Oh, my God. That's what socialism leads to. Bare shelves in the supermarkets, no gas at the pump, no water, and you got to kill the zebras at the zoo. Wow. And that's why you got to watch Newsmax TV, by the way. Last little pitch before I get to Matt, but I want you all to call 844-500-6397 to watch me every night. Every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax TV. If you want to get it on cable, your local cable carrier, if they don't have it, you just call 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you after you give them your zip code to anywhere in the country you are. They'll connect you to your cable system, your cable carrier, and you could tell them, I want my Wayne Allen Root, I want Newsmax TV. Pick it up or I'm leaving for DirecTV or Dish TV. Call 844-500-6397, especially all of you in Vegas. Make sure they connect you to Cox Cable and tell them you want Newsmax TV so you can watch Las Vegas' own Wayne Allen Root. Matthew Schiff, welcome back, and tell us another story. This is your best shot.
By the way, I think that communist politician from the Bronx is kind of cute. I could see why people voted for her, not politically, but she's attractive. And the other thing is, she's not from the Bronx and Queens. She's from
Yorktown.
Northern Westchester.
Yeah, Yorktown Heights. I saw it. Yorktown.
Yeah.
She's totally full of crap. She grew up middle class. She's not poor. She's not a girl from the Bronx. Another politician lying about everything.
Exactly.
All right, next story. Yes.
All right, you're a big fan of Utah. You go there. I think you own property
Love
there.
Utah. Love Utah.
Did you know that the suicide rate in Utah is through the roof? Do you know that?
Well, because, you know, let's face it, I'm very pro-religion, but religion sometimes leads people, you know, when it's too extreme to do some really weird things if they weren't cut out for it. And I know Utah's all Mormon, and I have nothing against the Mormon religion, but I know that for some reason, I didn't know they had the high suicide rate, but I know that...
No, not the highest, but very high.
And they have the highest pornography rate, not like the highest, not near the highest rate of pornography in America, and the highest rate of drug use in America is all in Utah. Now I find out along with among the highest suicide rates in America. And it's all because I would guess there are some people who just don't feel comfortable around religion. That's not to say there's anything wrong with that religion. They just aren't comfortable in a state where they shove it down your throat. You have to be a Mormon, or they look down on you, and some people aren't cut out for it, I guess, you know?
That is not what the University of Utah found. This is very, very interesting.
Go ahead.
Although your point was a salient one and a very good guess.
Go ahead.
High altitude causes depression.
Really?
Yes, and it causes antidepressive drugs not to work.
That's strange, because I go to, you know, Park City, Utah all the time to go skiing, and you're much higher than, say, Salt Lake City, where the population lives, and I love it up there. I love the mountain air. I love the mountain sunshine. The higher I go on the ski lift, the more I love hurtling down the hill. I have no idea what they're talking about. I get a Rocky Mountain high, man.
Well, I mean, you're jazzed to be there. You're doing a lot of cardio and stuff. And then, of course, the liberal politicians are saying that it's due to very high gun ownership and a cowboy mentality, which isn't what the study found.
Listen, I've met in my lifetime probably like 100 people who are or were Mormons, and I would say that 50 of them, of the 100, were Mormons, and the other 50 call themselves Jack Mormons. That's a huge percentage. And Jack Mormon means you've abandoned the religion and you never want to go back. And you think it was too much pressure to be religious, and you did not enjoy it. And I'd say 50 out of 100 were Jack Mormon. So I think there's a problem with too much religion, religious extremism and intensity in Utah. I don't think the problem is high altitude. That's a load of crap, probably sponsored by the Mormon Church at the University of Utah. You want to bet that study is paid for by the Mormon Church to take the spotlight off of them? I'll bet you money.
That is a very good theory.
And I'm a conservative who's pro-religion. That doesn't mean that there aren't people that aren't cut out for it, and that doesn't mean it doesn't put too much pressure on people to conform, you know, to conform. Anyway, to me, that's the issue. You know, I meet a lot of people who are troubled who come from Utah, and they just hated the religion and the pressure. So, I don't know. I think that's it more than the altitude. I don't believe altitude. Hey, everyone I ever met at the ski resorts is happy, man. These people are ski bums, and they love it. They're happy. So, I don't think that's true. Anyway, Matthew Schiff, how do people reach you quickly? Where do they find you?
Matty D. Schiff 77 at Gmail. Call me. Let's Gmail together.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, let's hook up. I don't know if you meant it that way, but you're definitely going to say, let's hook up. You thought better of it. Well, thanks, Matt. Wayne Allyroot, War Now. By the way, I love the Mormons. I love the Mormons.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.